Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, we're definitely blessed with the kiss of life this morning. If you're alive and with us this morning on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Peace be unto you. I hope all is well out there. I hope y'all made it to y'all destinations, making it to your destinations, being industrious, and staying vigilant and aware. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So we got a nice show today. I got a few links I need y'all to tap into so you can follow us. We finally got the nonprofit website up and going for our nonprofit. And we do a lot of community work. We do have trucks. We have a chapter, a charter in two different states, California and Texas, is both doing work. So you can check us out at health.info, and that's health-e-a-l-t-h-hyphen, however you want to say that, dash, and .info. And you got to put it in that way when you hit it. And you definitely go to the website, and you can make your donations or whatever there. Tap into us at legalempowermentgroup101.com and at supernaturalgalleries.com for your tokens, your Super S Gala tokens, and your Super Coins. And don't forget to go over to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. Now, all those forms are stuff that we have going on, endeavors and industries that we are in. So if you support us on the radio show here, then support us in them other areas. We truly appreciate that. Today we're going to get into the topic about the prison industry. Is the prison industry slavery? I know a lot of times we be feeling that our people need to be behind them walls. And really, that's a knock on our parenting that we allowed, you know, ourselves to not be able to have a community, because it takes a community to raise children, not having a community of people, you know, kicking butt, whooping ass, spanking, sending you home, you know, watching you, hey, what you doing? We don't have that no more. Everybody's scared to talk to the youth. The youth just do anything. So really it's a knock on us. It's on the elders, you know, and then we want to just, oh, give them to the system. Give them all back to the system. And that's, you know, that's who's chasing it out the womb. That's who's chasing us. That's the beast is waiting for the woman with the child. You know, you got all these stuff in the Bible. They give it to you. You know, that's the dragon. Wait to devour the pregnant woman. So you just got to be aware of what's going on. And we just got to do better. We got to do better. Men, we done left it on the woman too long. She can't handle the responsibility of that. It takes both of us. She can't handle both responsibilities of that because it takes the man. It takes the man and his with his energy, what he brings, to put a discipline part to stay down. You know, we got to get it. We got to do better and get it together. This broken home syndrome. That's what's by design. It's by design. We see the effects. So what we want to get in today is find out the truth about the prison industry. Is the prison industry slavery? A lot of people don't understand what the prison industry is about. So you're going to get into it here with Suleiman Bey on the Morning Drip. Y'all all right out there? I hope y'all all right. I hope y'all all medicated up. Yeah, got your herbal essence and your good teas in you. Yeah, you know. And then did your little, you know, chakras, healings and stuff this morning, whatever you do. Well, we're going to get into this prison industry, and I'll break it down to you. So, in 1865, we had this thing. Before they were talking about Abraham Lincoln emancipated the slaves and all this and that. But 1865, what happened was they created an amendment called the 13th Amendment. This amendment abolished the institution of slavery. Now listen to the language when people talk, okay? It abolished the institution of slavery, okay? Therefore, the institution of slavery had a lot of layers to it. But a lot of those layers had to deal with the denationalization of the people that they was enslaving, the dehumanizing of the people they was enslaving, the renaming of the people they was enslaving, the renaming of territories and different stuff like that. So when this 14th Amendment, this 13th Amendment comes in and it says, hey, slavery is neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except, here we go. So you underline this except, something coming on. So here goes some shit coming. That's the but, all right, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That's Section 1. So Section 1 saying, hey, there's no more, no slavery or involuntary servitude unless you committed a crime. And you got to be duly convicted, okay? So Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So I want to set the tone for this 13th Amendment. Okay, so we all can agree that a crime scene has been set up. Yeah, somebody set up a crime scene. Mm-hmm. A crime scene is set up right here because it's telling you that slavery can be still be possible if you commit a crime. And it seemed like this. Who was the people that was in slavery? The so-called black, Negro, blacks and colored? And who is the main population in the prison population? Oh, the same Negro, blacks, and colors, huh? So now we're starting to make a correlation, aren't we? Okay, we're starting to make a correlation. So, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So, sisters and brothers, why are we waiting on Congress to pass laws to free our loved ones that they've been kidnapped? Because the same people you're waiting on to create a law is the same person that's authorized, according to the Constitution, to create the laws to subjugate you in the first place. So that's what we need to understand, okay? So understand that there's subjugation going on. Understand that you are a conquered people. Understand that this is your land. Martin Luther King told us that. We heard him. He screamed it from the mountaintop to us. Told us we live the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. That's right, because they didn't wiped us out of history and called you black. So now you believe that because you have a house, you have a car, and you're roaming around and you think that you're free, you think that you're out of bondage. But you're not, because you only have a certificate of yourself. You don't even own your own title to yourself. And that's just how this is going on. So how they hooked it in, remember, we are natural people. The Negro, blacks, and colored are the people that they call Indians. We are the original people here, all right? So they couldn't put their criminal laws on us. they couldn't put us under their criminal acts, which I'm going to show you as a wow when I go over to the McGirt versus Oklahoma case, which was decided in 2020. And what they said, the Supreme Court said about them criminalizing American Indians under the Regular Crimes Act. And then we will go over to the we'll go over to South Carolina and we'll look at the Sundry C. Moores Act and see how they petitioned the House in 1789 to not try them under the Negro Act laws. See, we just don't have a historical base. And that's why they say if you knew better, you do better. We don't have a historical base. Our historical base is black. And black is created by the corporate United States. And the black history only go back a couple hundred years. Yeah. So you, if that's all you are, you, how can you be an ancient people when you only have a black history? You're celebrating it in February for 28 days. So that's how that goes. So what happened was 1865, when they abolished the institution of slavery, they couldn't keep us in physical bondage anymore. So they was fighting over each other over that fact. The Confederates, do you talk of the democracy states, the federal states that had already this comprised of the Moorish dominions, the 13 states in the Moorish dominions, they wanted to keep us in physical bondage. They went to blood war with their brothers up north over that fact. Okay? The brothers up north say, nah, we got a polished coat, like Yahushua Jesus told them in the Bible. They like to sit with the polished coats and sit in the front seats in the best places and all that and look good on the outside, but in the inside they bitter and it's all bad. Yeah, they wanted to, you know, that's how they wanted to get out. So the North say, you got to put on your polished coat. You know, you got to put on your suit. You know, you can't put on the white hood no more. You got to put on your suit. And you can put your white clothes underneath your black robe. You know, in your positions, put yourself in the positions so we can continue to enforce the black coal laws. See, because the black coal laws precedes this all, because they was created in 1724. See? So when you go back and study the history of the Moors and their expulsion from Spain in 1492, and then you start seeing the black balling of their names, they start becoming Blackamoors, Swarthy Black, all kinds of different names. It's a book out there by a guy named Arthur Kemp. It's called The Complete History of the White Race. It's by Europeans. And it's very detailed in there how they expelled us and how the trail goes from right from there to right here. That's the pipeline. The trail went from 1492 from Spain expulsion, and they came over here. They brought those Moors over here to our own dominion where our people was already at. So it's the stuff that you need to study, and you start seeing how they blacked us out of history with the names. You're on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. Hey, listen, don't forget to tap into us at our other forums at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also, for your NFT, your tokens and your coins, we've got SupernaturalGalleries.com for your S-Gala token and your Supercoin. And then also check us out at, for your feminine and hygiene products at QueenKitty.net and QueenKitty at Instagram. That's QueenKitty, KITTY.net. And Queen Kitty at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. And also we got the Helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity organization that's moving in the communities and passing out food and anything that's donated to us. We hit the highways and byways and make sure the people in the most need get it. And we take pictures and stuff of that when we out doing that in the communities. Anything that you could donate will be a great help and a blessing to you, not only to someone else who you're giving it to. So with that, you can get us at / what's that word that called? That one called /E/A/L/T/H. You got to put it in like that, .info. And then you see the website pop up and have all the information in there. You could be a one-time donor. a monthly donor. You can donate through your company or organization for a write-off or whatever, however you want to do it. You can donate for be discreet and anonymous about it if you want to, you know. So we'll send you a receipt will print out for you. We are 501c3, so it is refundable, you know, what you're doing, we will give you. So, right? So, the 13th Amendment, 1865. Now, for 3 years, they didn't free the what we all call freedom. Remember, a person can't free you. If they free you, they could enslave you. So they could never free you. They just had to cut the institution out what they was doing, right? So they made a more perfect union. That's what the dudes up north are trying to tell the dummies down south, man. We're trying to make a more perfect union. Listen to the code and to their language, you know. We're trying to make a more perfect union. We're trying to make this through all 50 states. Now, if y'all familiar with prisons, any of y'all work in prisons or been in prisons, you know they could send the blacks or the people any state they want to. Yeah, they'll contract you out, send you anywhere. You don't know, no matter what state you got it in, they can send you anywhere. And the best example of that is in the federal system. They'll send you anywhere. So, I mean, you on a plantation, you a number, it don't matter, and you being sold in exchange. That's why they count so much. They want to make sure that stock is there. That stuff is traded on the market. Yeah. Think it's the game. So in 1865, when they killed the institution, for 3 years, we wandered in the wilderness. For 3 years, we wandered in the wilderness. Did nobody listen to the proclamation. Nobody made a proclamation or a declaration of who they were, because who you were prior to that, if they called you a Negro and a black and a colored and a nigger and all this, you wasn't that no more. Once the institution broke down, all that, the master slave syndrome and all the names and titles with that is out the door. That was a part of the establishment. But we sat there and held on to it. A lot of us wandered. We didn't want to do no work. A lot of us went back to math and shit, where's I go? You know, then that's when the sharecropping came on and the stealing of the land and stuff. But, yeah, we was right at home, but we had been whooped for so long. The history had been erasing for so long that, we didn't know who we were. And didn't care. We wanted to stay around master because he had been giving us and feeding us and taking care of us for so long. Well, we find ourselves at the state of today. No matter what, we're going through them. We don't have no industries of our own. You know, we got people doing stuff now. You got to have industries of your own. You got to do business with self and kind. You got to have you get your land and acquire your land so you could build stuff on it. You could produce stuff on it so you could do industry. So you could have stuff under your land that could come out that you could produce and manufacture and stuff like that for a good ticket to your family and friends in the rural. And that's what it's about. And that's what we don't know nothing about, those economics. So for 3 years we wondered. So they said, we did a good job. Now, how did they do such a good job on us that nobody proclaimed who we was? Nobody out of our ancestors knew who we was and said, hey, man, this is our home, this is who we is? How was they able to do a good job on us like that? So now you got to go back to the slave breaking versus slave making, okay? See, they're slave makers and they're slave breakers. Okay, the slave breakers are the ruthless ones. They deal with the physical part of breaking you in, okay? And them slave makers are the ones who deal with the psychological part of keeping you a slave, you see? So that's the thing that they had to do. How did they do this, Suleiman Bey? How did they do this? Well, what they did was on Hispaniola, on Cuba, on that island over there, San Domingo, on that island over there, that's where they held their fort at. That's where they did the breaking. That's the island where they did the breaking at. And then they would come in there and fight. And come in there and wage wars and pillage and do all that stuff. You know, got other tribes buying in, paying people to, you know, turn their own people in. That's how they were doing. So what they would do is they would kill off the elders. See, you didn't know that elder generations were being killed off around here. And then they can indoctrinate the youth. And the only elder you live around to teach is old mammy is somebody who's been crucially broken and seen so much torture to her people that she ain't gonna pass nothing on to them other ones so we can live. So we can live, so the spirit can live on. So what they did was they made mentally weak people and physically strong people. See, the man was made physically strong, but mentally weak, because he couldn't do nothing. He'd get killed. He'd get hung. And the woman, this was put into the woman's sight, not into the man, because the woman is the first civilizer. It's inside of her. If it's inside of her mind, it's going into the child. So they'll make her watch that. See, you a big brute. You can whoop on master and all of them just with hands. You feel me? Just with hands, you can whoop on master them. But master them put to get you and do something to you. They put the tar and feather you, put one leg on one horse, one leg on the other horse, set you on fire, slap the horses and split you in front of all the other niggas and all and the woman and the child right there. You see, that's what they gonna do. So they gonna break her psychologically. It's no way that she's going to depend on you, strong as you is, much as you could talk about what you want to do. She will try to hold you back. Hell, when you come around the corner like Kuntin, you ain't got no feet no more, she will try to tell you, bring that out of you, trying to rebel against the master. Just accept your lot. You see? So this was being recreated because the elders was killed. See, this is the history of El Morocco, of America. They're not telling you. You feel me? All the killing and stuff they were doing over here, they were killing off older generations. That's right, so they can indoctrinate us. So we on go now. We indoctrinated with a false image, with a false image, with a false prophet. And I said it right here on Blog Talk Radio because it's in the name. You feel me? Everybody talk about the name. The name is Yahushua. That's the name. Go study the rabbis, the great rabbis in the world, and ask them who the name of Messiah is. Name is Yahushua. His name is. So that's what you got to go on, the name of that. When you find that name, when you go study that name, that history, then you will understand that you are Moorish American. Then you wouldn't be afraid to be from the Moabites. You feel me? Because that's where Jesus was from, and because the blood, the pedigree, the bloodline goes through the mother. She's the one that's nativity. When you talk about nationality, nativity, that comes from the woman. What her birth record? That comes from the woman. The womb man. That's what you are, man. Huh. You come out the womb. You're a womb man. Huh. All praises to Allah on the Blog Talk Radio right here. I bear witness that Allah is just the greatest God, one and only God, and I bear witness that no one who I meet is his prophet and messenger, and that Yahushua did come again to these shores. I'm a product of that. A lot of people right now moving and grooving, doing great. Bearing witness to that. And some people, a lot of people don't bear witness to it, but we had Yahushua came again. If you're looking for Jesus, you'll never find him. And he then drove off when they dropped the first people off. Jesus drove off. That's what they left with us. And I'm just saying that here, everything they gave us was false. Everything they gave us was false. It wasn't for us. It was for them. They just allowed you. Remember, we couldn't even read the Bible at first. We couldn't even read. See? Then they started interpreting it to us. So then by the time we picked it up and they gave it to us, it was according to his interpretation. We need to see ourselves in there. You see? But we kept a lot of the stuff in our old spirituals, our old hymns. So, anyway. 3 years we wandered. Nobody proclaimed. Nobody declared. Oh, this is who we are. Man, that Negro shit is out of here. That shit is dead. And you can't call me that no more. Boop, boop, boop. As soon as somebody calls you that, upside the head. That's how we do each other. That's how we, you know, maybe do somebody call you that outside your so-called race. You, oh, ooh, ooh. So the 14th Amendment, they say, man, it really worked, Bob. By golly, Jim, we really got them. They're asleep. Look, look. 3 years we wondered. Nobody proclaimed or declared. So here they come, the 14th Amendment, 1868. 3 years later, Section 1. All persons born or naturalized. Here we go. All persons. Remember that word? The old Negro got a good old European teaching. Person. Oh, Mr. Western, how does that? Old person meaning human being. So we just like Section 1, I as a person. As a citizen now, oh, I could be around master now. I got rights and privileges that can't be abridged. Privileges and immunities. That's right. I got liberties that can't be violated without due process of law. Good old Negro, black and colored. Mm-hmm. Remember now, your name, your title keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's been changed over the years now. You've been a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Afro-American, mm-hmm. Black, colored, been a lot of things. We keep changing. Nobody else changes. So all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Oh, Negro, they can't abridge your privileges. Oh, they can't do nothing wrong to you. We're going to bring them to justice, but you can't see that. Well, we wouldn't be out in the street hollering Black Lives Matter. Man, they blow us down. They only show so much. Man, that's left and right. And get away with it. So how is it that Black Lives Matter? I'm here to tell you that Black Lives don't matter. Black dollars matter because a Black dollar is a dumb dollar. A Black dollar is going to be spent as a consumer, spent to fill everybody else's pocket up because they don't understand economics. So a Black dollar is powerful. So to keep you Black is power. That's right. But you don't understand the power of unity, of pooling that together, of keeping your money with self, when understanding where and when to spend it with and with who. Where it's in your best interest. But if you understand business and business formation, you can understand you spend your money with business people who's going to report you and where you get your credentials up. You don't just spend it with anybody. Okay. So that's how this goes. So all persons. So okay, so you know what I'm saying? What is a person? I mean, we all know a person is a human being. We all know that. Yeah, that's why we got you got tools in the workshop of the mind. Now, we have to hammer this in all the time. Man, we got to keep hammering this in. You are a person, but what kind of person are you? And what kind of person does the law see you as? And how do you differentiate from that? How do you put them on notice that? It comes back to the same old master word with the prophet Noble Dwali came and told us. If you do nothing else, declare, proclaim your nationality. That's what they recognize in the world. The United Nations got a flag of nations, of nationalities. They don't have no Black flag, no the American, Afro-American flag. That's a corporation, Africa. You represented by a corporation at the UN, by the United States flag. But remember, each state got a flag, too. You don't see that. Those states are represented by that flag. But where are you in that? Because when you read the Constitution, if you understand the Constitution, we are three-fifths of all other persons. That's Article 1. We were considered three-fifths of all other persons. Well, man, how can you be three-fifths of a person? What's missing in you? There's something missing in you that everybody else don't got. What did you don't got? You definitely don't got a nationality. That's so you've been denationalized. Maybe that sounds like a crime against humanity. Doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a crime against humanity? And man, it's more than you was created in your family, right? You got a whole tribe, don't you? That sounds like genocide, don't it? That sounds like retribution, reparations for you and your family, right? Class actions, right? How do you do it? Paper trail? Is it a paper trail? Of the injustice, I just described it to you. They spelled it out. You're three-fifths of all other persons. Nationality was took to you. What else was took to make it three-fifths? Maybe the creed. Because you don't have a creed. You have one that was given to you by their forefathers. You don't have a creed that was given to you by your forefathers. So that makes you the creed that you have is alien. And creed means your religion, that you're following your way of life. We're following the alien one because it wasn't given to us by our forefathers. It was given to them, from them. Okay? So these are the remedies. These are the remedies. So let's get the person so we can see how they incriminate, how they kidnapped all our folks who up in these dismal crypts that they got them in the darkness sitting up in there. Don't worry about what they did. You feel me? You're talking about what they did. No, what they did, the crime was being Black. Every record from the time it was pulled over, every piece of paper that they name on it got Black on it. Great God created Black. We're clapping our hands in churches and in the synagogues and the mosques, bowing our heads down every day. Did they create Black? You bear witness that they created Black? If you bear witness they created Black, then you are part of it. But if you bear witness that the great God didn't create no Blacks and no whites, then you need to do something about it. and quit faking and come out of her or partake of her way. You on Blog Talk Radio, the morning just with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. Here we go. We're going into person. Now, we define a person as a Black Dictionary so we can see how they encapsulated us, how they took us down, how we still enslaved and we're still on the plantation, and how the prison industry is modern slavery. Okay, person said, remember the 14th Amendment made all the Black citizens. Now, you're the only people that they just, you just got a citizenship. Can't nobody else come over here, just run across the border and just be made a citizen. We just were made a citizen just because of the word person. How the word person made us a citizen? That's what we need to figure out right now. How did person make us a citizen? Because everybody else got to go through a citizenship, immigration and nationality. They got to go through and come from a place. They got to go tell what land they from, what culture they come from. They got to be able to look them up on a real map. Oh, okay, this is where you from. Your name says it all. They can look you up on a real map. You can't just come over here and be an alien, a mutt. Come on now, you see what's going on in the world. They're trying to cross the border. Don't let anybody cross the border, nothing like that. So, again, 14th Amendment, all persons born were made citizens. Okay, person, one, a human being. Two, an entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, and then when you go down, so we got one, a human being as a person. Everybody know that. The more I know that. And number two, it says an entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Boom. That's the one. Okay, so now we go down, and it's got a lot of different definitions of a person. They got one artificial person, disabled person, fictitious person, you know, juristic person, moral person, natural person. So the first one we see, it says artificial person. So that definition says an entity. Oh, okay, that matches up with definition two of person up here. It says an entity, such as a corporation, okay, created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Ain't that a bleep? So this is an entity such as a corporation. So it was created by law and given certain rights, more or less like a human being. And that's how they treat it for purposes of legal reasoning. So the best example I could give of that is the movie Ted and Ted 2, with a little brown teddy bear running around, talking shit, swallowing his spit, and he had his day in court. You know, he was smoking weed, having so-called sex and everything, talking all that mess, went to court, and they, bam, man, you artificial person. Sit your butt down. Man, you were created by law, given by right by us. We could take them at will, at the will of the legislator, at the will of Congress. Oh, y'all better pay attention now. Remember, slavery, let's get to it. Neither slavery, Article Amendment 13, 1865, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party should have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress making the law. We're waiting on it. Now, that's the one also termed fictitious person. Legal person, moral person. Now we go down, there's a natural person. Natural person in the Black Law definition says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Listen to the language. A natural person is a human being, of course, as distinguished from. How do you distinguish a natural person from an artificial person according to law here in the U.S.? Because this is corporate U.S. That's where your declaration and your proclamation come in. That's when you put people on notice that you're not an artificial person, because if you're a U.S. citizen, then by law and definition, that type of person is an artificial person because it's created by law and given certain legal rights. You feel me? But a natural person has created rights by God. That's natural rights by God. Everybody was created with these. They can't be abridged upon. That's why we out of the constitutional fold, because we're not keeping people in the Constitution. That's why the Moors was overthrown, because they keep people in the Constitution. It's equitable. It's fair for everybody. You feel me? Nobody has a low place in their life. If you being low, that's because you in your lower yourself. It's a place for everybody because it's justice. So that's how that goes. So in law, you have to, over here, everybody is presumed or assumed to be a U.S. citizen. That's why when they pull you over, let me see if I'm license identification. If you show them anything other than that, they be having like they don't understand, a lot of them, because everybody is so encoded on this is the law of the land that you got to have a license or an ID in your pocket that has a state seal from Rome on it, from one of the Roman states. Each one of these states is one of the Roman states, the European Empire. Y'all don't understand that? This is their corporate business is going on over here. They're giving the keys to the gate over here to do business. See, y'all don't understand history. That's why there's so many treaties and stuff in place in the Constitution that keeps the Constitution the supreme law of the land. So let me read that to you. Okay? That's what you protected by. That's what your ancestors protected you by. See, when all that stuff was going on, the Confederation and all that, that's our ancestors that had the Confederation going on here, the Confederate States, the real Confederate States, the Confederation, the tribes. Yeah. It was running around. That's the government that got overthrew. But that's the du jour government that's here. It's encoded inside the Constitution to protect you as the aboriginal national tribesman. So it's to your advantage to be a tribesman versus being a black. The McGirt case goes show us that. And we definitely go get to that. The McGirt case is definitely going to show us that. Let me click on that so I won't forget to get that to it. Okay? So Article 6 of the Constitution says, U.S. Constitution says, all debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. Hold on, Suleiman. Go back. Read that back to him again. Slow it down a little bit. Now this time, break it down to it. We read it. We got the ingredients inside of us. Now let's break it down so we can take in what we need to take in and spit out what we need to spit out. So here we go. Article 6. All debts contracted and engagements entered into. What does that mean? So evidently somebody has some debts. Some contracts and some debts and some type of engagement, some type of arrangement going on, right? Meaning whoever that's talking about has to be a party to this. So we know it's the United States for sure, right? Okay, so whoever the party to this instrument is a party to these debts, contracted and engagements, right? Okay, so it's all debts contracted and engagements entered into before, okay, the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. So that means the United States was under the Confederation. Yeah, because it said it should be valid against them under this Constitution as under the Confederation. So those things are still valid. So you have to go back and study what is the Confederation, what laws govern that, who comprised the Confederation, what people. So you can understand what's going on here in this more perfect union and who is a part of the we are the people. See, because you're leaving yourself out because you're blacking yourself out. You've been blackballed. You keep saying, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Man, it ain't proud to be black. You need to know who you are, who your foremothers and forefathers were. That's key. Without that, man, you a goof on the earth. Yeah, you can't even know who your people was. You a goof. You're not leaving no name or nothing. If you ain't leaving that, the great illustrious history that before preceded you. Okay, we move along. So then it goes on to say, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, listen, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Now, let's break that part down, for this is part two of Article 6. This is paragraph 2 of Article 6 of the Constitution. It says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, so that's two things. It's in this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, okay, so any laws will be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made. Okay, stop right there. So it's saying all treaties made. What treaties? You know anything about trees? Our relatives, our ancestors powwowed a lot. All those powwow with the so-called Indian, that's you. For one, y'all, folks, we're not in India. So if they call the people here Indian, this is not India. Okay? Now, that don't mean that they not migrated from there. That don't mean that they don't have bloodlines from there. We know who they are. They are Canaanite ancestors. But they came after the Moors was here, after the Moabites had already. The terrain they're in is Moabite terrain. The 3630, baby. Okay. So, let me get to that a little bit. So, and all trees made are what shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereto. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding, meaning ain't no good, don't hold up. So if you don't know this, if you don't know that they're not operating on constitutional law, that you're supposed to keep them under the constitutional fold because you are the constitutional fold, you can't do that. So you've been walked on. You've been trampled on. You've been extorted. You've been exploited. You feel me? You've been taxed without representation because in Article 1 of the Constitution, in the very first article, of the United States Constitution, like Constitution of the United States of America, Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3 says, representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. Quota. I was going to stop it right there. Okay. Okay, exclude the Indians because they not taxed. You can't tax the Indians. They have original right, but that's you. You don't see that that's you. And then it says 3/5 of all other persons. Well, who are these other persons? They put that word persons again. We just understood from Black law, persons mean more than a human being, y'all. Y'all better get a quip of it. It's an entity created by law, too, and given certain rights. We just saw they put a little bear on TV and let it talk and do everything that we do, and then they told him in court that he was artificial. So that's the same thing when you go to court. That's why you can't talk. You can't represent yourself. That means you're in a foreign place. You can't represent yourself. That means you ain't in the right jurisdiction if you can't represent yourself. It's a lot going on, and that's what we need to understand. So now let's go over here to this. It was a Supreme Court case, okay, 2020, all right? And we're going to read some of this here. And it has big implications, y'all. We all say that we have Indian in us and know that you are the Indian. You are the originator, okay? You was here 10,000 to 12,000 years before a European found this place, and you civilized this place. Now, listen, before anybody did, we always say that we follow the Christianity and Jesus. Well, listen, here I'm here to tell you there wasn't no Christianity around and tell you there wasn't no name Jesus around. And let me tell you this, if you know how to read the Bible, then you go in there and find Jesus' great-great-grandmother, right? What's her name was? Ruth. Okay, she got a whole chapter in the Bible. Ruth was a Moabitess from the land of Moab, from the land of Moab. So I'll leave you with that. On that note, you can study that and find out what the demographics of that is, because the Prophet Noble Jew Ali said the same people was against me now, is against me then, is against me now, the same people with me now, was with me then, is with me now. And if you look in the world, they in Moab right now. They've been in Moab over there with their foot on, and they still got their foot and their neck on their throats of the same people right now. And if Yahushua was here, he would be a Moorish American because it's our dominion, and you need to understand that. So that's for you to research and find out. U.S. Supreme Court allows the McGirt Amendment to stand. Give me some water. Give me some water, Ruby. I need some way low. Got cotton giving it to y'all. Y'all tuned in all around, man. Y'all be tapping in from Alaska, all kinds of little places, man. Tapping in. Let me see my little stat book real quick. Let me see where y'all be tapping in from real quick, man. Let me take a moment to acknowledge the people, man. Let me take a moment to acknowledge the people. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Denmark, I see you, Denmark. Appreciate you. The Netherlands, I appreciate you. Canada, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, I appreciate y'all in the big north. China,
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the second biggest volume right there. Appreciate y'all, Montana, man. Yeah, we Kim folks. Yeah, we Kim folks, man. Yeah, the that boy Zine came over here looking for his black ancestors, his Chinese black ancestors. Yeah, he came over here looking for them. Feel me? That's how we get the tribes in the central Americas. Peace, Suleiman. Yeah, and of course through the U.S. And I appreciate y'all with that. You feel me? So now let's get back over here and let's get to this McGirt. Let's get to this McGirt teachings over here. This McGirt. U.S. Supreme Court allows McGirt limit to stand. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a petition for certiorari, leaving in place an Oklahoma Court of Criminals Appeals decision declaring the High Court's McGirt ruling will not be applied retroactively. In McGirt versus Oklahoma, the U.S. Supreme Court held that a major reservation was never formally disestablished in Oklahoma for purposes of the Federal Major Crimes Act. That's how they criminalize us under. Act. As a result, throughout much of eastern Oklahoma, most crimes committed on reservation land that involve a mix of Indians and non-Indians must be prosecuted by federal law enforcement, not state or tribal officials. You see, that's why so many people go to the feds now for crimes. Listen to this. And if you'd be better off saying that you was Native American Indian and tap into that part of your ancestry getting black, and then they couldn't criminalize you like they couldn't do McGirt. And we're going to continue to read so you can see. Okay. The decision has created enormous jurisdictional chaos in Oklahoma, but the impact was somewhat mitigated last year when the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals concluded the ruling was not retroactive, like they didn't go back on it, right? So the states was wondering, man, how are we going to get all our taxes and make all this money and fees? We can't criminalize the people. They can't criminalize nobody no more. But they're trying to say it's not retroactive, but it's got to be. And it's retroactive for every state. If you jump on your tribal, they can't criminalize you. Get up out of them prison, y'all. You are not Negro, black, or colored. The prophet told you that. Come up out of her or partake of her sin. This is okay. So it's not retroactive. Clifton Paris was convicted and sentenced to a 25-year sentence for the 2010 beating and shooting death of Robert Strickland. However, because Paris is American Indian and committed the crime on what is now considered the Choctaw Reservation per McGirt, he sought to have his sentence overturned. Listen to that. I'm going to say that again. Clinton Paris was convicted and sentenced to a 25-year sentence for the 2010 beating and shooting death of Robert Strickland. However, because Paris is American Indian and committed the crime on what is now considered the Choctaw Reservation per McGirt, he sought to have his sentence overturned. A lower court initially ruled in Paris's favor, but the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals overturned that decision when it ruled that McGirt did not apply retroactively. Let me enlarge in this for my eyes' benefit. By denying certiorari, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals decision to stand. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor held the high court's decision. This is an important victory for the safety of victims, family of victims, and the people of Oklahoma, O'Connor said. Victims and their families will not be required to relive their tragic experiences by testifying in new trials or worse, seeing the perpetrators out of society. The decision provides clarity for a huge number of cases. State brief filed in a separate McGirt-related case pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Office of the Oklahoma Attorney General previously noted that over 3,000 applications for post-conviction relief have been filed by prisoners seeking to overturn their state conviction based on McGirt. Oklahoma District Attorney determined that since 2005, at least 76,000 of the non-trafficked criminal cases filed in Oklahoma state courts involved an Indian perpetrator or victim. Look how many people they got enslaved under their criminal codes. The Cherokee, Chalkasaw, Choctaw, and Muskogee Creek Nation, which I'm a part of, which we all are a part of. I'm Muskogee Nation off top. Although they declined to file a brief in the Supreme Court, previously filed a brief in Oklahoma's highest criminal court encouraging the retroactive application of McGirt, which would have voided long final criminal convictions. It would have voided them. The tribes were joined in their position by the Oklahoma Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. So the tribes came together and said, this stuff needs to be retroactive. Y'all criminalizing our people under these criminal acts that are for blacks and all these other people. The black code laws. You can't criminalize them under that. Okay. The state of Oklahoma is seeking to have McGirt revisited by the U.S. Supreme Court in an attempt to have it overturned or narrowed. The court has not yet ruled on that petition. Now, that was the general rule on that petition. Say, we are hopeful that this is the first step in having the McGirt decision overturned or clarified and limited, O'Connor said. Even without retroactive application, McGirt has opened prison doors and let violent criminals go free. Yeah, because, see, this got a bigger implication. This is just a brief one on it. I got a big old long one on it. We can't get into all that here. But it's a big old thing. That's for every state. Remember, they made a more perfect union. Remember, notice to the agent, principle is notice to agent. If it's uniform in one, if it's uniform, then if it's good in one state, it's good in all states. And if you can't charge a person who's an American Indian in Oklahoma, then you can't charge a person who's an American Indian in no state. Because all the states are doing business on top of tribal man. Yeah, I said it. They already know that, huh? Y'all already know that they're on top of tribal land. This is broken down. So say, for instance, you're in California. What's on top of California? Oregon. And then what's that? Washington. And then they say, what's on the side of that up there? You got stuff like Montana, Utah, Nevada, all that. Okay. So three or four of them might be in Cherokee territory. Six states might be in Cherokee territory. Another seven, eight states might be in, in Creek Nation. See, but y'all don't know that. See, they doing business on top of the land. But see, the real heirs and the true land to the people, you can never, that's by birthright. Just like they got their own home. It's in Europe. That land is theirs. Can't nobody take that from them. That's theirs by birthright. See, but we don't understand that. These are the economics and stuff that we was never taught. So this is how you understand that. This, when you go to look up this case, y'all, state records of South Carolina, 1789 to 1790, the Free Sundry Moore, it's called the Sundry Free Moore Act, and see how they petitioned the House, and they didn't want to get, listen, I'm going to read it real quick. It says, a petition was presented to the House from Sundry Free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state will be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. And it goes on to show, man, they had Negro laws enforced, and it is different. That they was more subjects of Morocco, but they resided in South Carolina. This is 1789. They lived in South Carolina. See, who are you people? Who are your ancestors? Who are you? Y'all at home, man. We at home. Martin Luther King told us that, man. He said, man, the Negro finds himself exiled at home, man. We at home, man. We them tribes. We them people. You feel me? And every time you just don't think about that or don't go back and find that and declare that and proclaim that, you're doing an injustice to yourself and to your family history, to the blood that sucked in these, soaked in these soils, to all the rapage and pilgrimage they done did all around to your people. And it's not to be mad at anybody. It's to know who you are and claim your land and get your rights and privileges that really belong to you. And then we can be friends with each other. And then we can extend our hand to other people. The world is in darkness because we in darkness. When the world was in light, when the Moors was in power. There's been only two world powers, the Moors and the Europeans. And when the Moors lost power, the world has been in darkness. And now we just take off our clothes and throw bands in the air, fake money. Fake money that's owned by somebody else. That's why you got to pay taxes on that money, because you want to risk corporate citizens, and you got to pay taxes in the Monopoly game. When you roll the dice in the Monopoly game, you got to pay taxes when you roll on other people's stuff. If you don't own nothing, nobody going to pay you nothing. You can't work no bills, so you can move around the board free because you don't own nothing. And that's what we find ourselves in the state of Black America. We've been playing Monopoly, don't understand the game that's been played about us. We've been monopolized, and we need to be the monopoly because we're the majority. We at home, the Mexican, the Puerto Rican, the Dominican, the Cuban, all of us, we are one. Yeah, we are one people. Look at the amalgamation. The farther you go into the Americas, the deeper you go into America, the darker we get. If you got family, if you say you Mexican or anything that you're light, the darker you go into your roots, into your heritage, the deeper you go, the darker we get. And I bear witness to that, and you do too. So just know that we at home, the reason we speak different languages, because different tribes of the European nations split us up into spoils of war. That's why you speak Spanish, I speak English, because the English and the British, and you speak Spanish, and you know, Cuba and Haiti, they speak French. Okay, you got to understand what went on. But we the same people. The quicker we get that and quit fighting amongst ourselves, we divide and conquer and let the minority rule the world. Take the riches and rape the riches of the world and rule and live in power. We just been stupid fighting each other. But we the same people. And we all following the same false image because we all think we the one with this culture. What's up, my nigga? Yeah, we want to hate and selling to the world, but somebody else profiting off that lower self. Yeah, and this has been Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey, man. I hope y'all tap in again. Don't forget to tap into our other forums out there, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, Supernatural, you can get your do-it-yourself books. Check out a lot of stuff we do. We do credit, show you how to repair your credit. That's what we do. We do business formation so you could get funded, not have a business for 10 years and spending your black dollars out your pocket. We show you how you get funded, how we put trade lines and all that on your report and get you funded so you had a good paydex score. We do all that. So that's for Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And we got the NFT token and the Supercoin. If you go to SupernaturalGallery.com, you go get your S-Gallop token and your super coin, the S-Gallop token is doing good. It's in the private right now. It's going to go public in probably about 4 months or so. You want to go in now. It's like you pre-IPO and get you some of them coins, man. And you can get them at places like you download the Trust Wallet and you can go to like Pancake Swap and Coin Alpha and different places and tap in S-G-A-L-A and upload the token and do you some business and buy you some coins, man, and super coin as well. Also, if you want your feminine hygiene products, we got queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y, and queenkitty at Instagram for that. And also our nonprofit organization, our 501c3, we've had that for 2 years. And we've been having a problem with people doing the website. We had to finally do it ourselves. And that's been an injustice and a disservice to us as well as to you all. But we have been live and direct in the communities. We have been documenting stuff we've been doing over the last 2 years. We have a chapter in California and in Texas, and we've been out in the community feeding people and just passing back the donation stuff we get to people. So if anybody got any information on different ways to get different contracts on donations and stuff for the corporations, so you out there and pass it out, we the real Santa Claus. We come into your hill, to your community, to a neighborhood near you, feed you, clothe you, whatever they give to us. Right, we're trying to get it. So that's at help/, you got to spell, you got to put a slash between each word. So /E/A/L/T/H.info. And that's the one. When I say slash, I don't mean side. I mean the one that's straight across. I don't know what they call that one. I got to dig that up. My bad for that. But, yeah, H-hyphenated. E, yeah, and you get a hyphenate each word, EALTH.info, and you can go to the website and do donations one time, or you could be a monthly donor. Tax write-off because it's 501c3. Yeah, listen, I thank y'all for tapping in to the Morning Drip, man, on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey, man. Tell a friend or something, man. Y'all tap in and put it in where when you see it pop up, man, tune in and go through the archives or something you like. Hit us up at LegalEmpowerment101.com, leave the information, and we will get with you and put a package to come together for you, whatever it is. And we do the credit lines, credit repair, authorized users. We do a lot of stuff, so stick with us. We thank you. Peace and love to you all. Be safe, be blessed, be vigilant, keep your eyes and ears open, and help somebody. Be a blessing to somebody out there. Study, man. Get up there and study. Not what you've been told. Go find out the truth. Get to the law library of Congress. So go dig deep into their archives. Find out how this thing was put together. Peace and love, y'all. Tap in again to the Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. Peace.